Health Counselor Licensing Board, and I would like to call the meeting of the Utah Clinical Mental Health Counseling Licensing Board to order. It is now 9:03 a.m. on Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. This meeting is being held virtually through Google Meet in Salt Lake City, Utah. Due to COVID-19, a public anchor location is not provided. Notice that this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, written minutes will also be prepared of this meeting. Approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days after approval. The following board members are in attendance: myself, Dr. Catherine Brown, Abigail Kraus, Dr. Ken Roach, Philip Bruick, and Naomi Spencer. No board members are absent. The following individuals representing DAPL and the Department of Commerce are in attendance electronically. Is Jennifer Falcon here? Yes, there you are. Pulsifer, okay, Julie Pulsifer, Jennifer Johnson, and then is Tracy Neff here? Don't see her. Okay. We welcome any visitors and interested parties at this time. Please be sure to identify yourself before speaking. Okay. As a courtesy to everyone participating in the meeting at this time, we ask for cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. Please mute your microphone unless speaking. If you are a guest joining via video, please enter your name in the chat box for the record. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with the agenda. First up is reviewing the November minutes. All right. Is there anything we see out of the ordinary at the November minutes, or are we good to go ahead and make a motion?
I went through them. I didn't see anything that jumped out.
Same here.
Same here.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve them?
No, I'll move that we approve the minutes from November 10th, 2021.
Second, not motion.
I was on mute. Oh my goodness. Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. All right. Next up, compliance report. Jenny.
All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay, so today we will be meeting with Dennis Woodruff. He actually received a public reprimand. He signed, that was signed into effect on September 2nd of 2021. This was due to a dual relationship with a client. Part of his requirements of his public reprimand were that he meet with the board. He's doing that today. We tried to get him on sooner, but we had some scheduling conflicts. So that's why he's meeting at this time. It wasn't anything that he did. Let's see, he's required to do 6 hours of CEs focused on boundaries, and they're required to be completed within one year. He actually did put forth a course, which was pre-approved by the bureau manager. And so in part of his package today, I did include the CE certificate that was provided, as well as the course description. So, and that is all that I have on that. Does anybody have any questions at this time?
Are there any specific questions that need to be asked or Mr. Woodruff? Do we just want a general overview of what his understanding is of the public reprimand?
Yeah, that's fine. Jen?
Yeah, so typically when someone does a public reprimand, we bring it before the board, and it's also educational for others to understand what kind of situation happened that brought a person before the board.
Excellent. That's what I had in mind. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. Is Mr. Woodruff here? Are we able to start?
I am here.
Hello, Mr. Woodruff. Welcome. My name's Naomi. So I'll be conducting the interview. As you know, you're here in relation to a public reprimand that was formalized in September of last year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So I guess what I'd like to know, and I'm not sure if the board is interested as well, as what led up to, what circumstances led up to this public reprimand.
And sorry, just, I'm going to just jump in real quick before we get started. Sure. And I apologize. I probably should have mentioned this from the start. We can do introductions, and then also we can close the meeting if there is something of a personal nature, character, competence, or mental health of an individual. There is the option to close the meeting. So I just wanted to put that out there as well. So
thank you. Mr. Woodruff, would you like this to go into a closed meeting or?
Yes, I think I'd like that.
Okay. So someone other than me has to do that, right? Basically make a motion to close the meeting.
I make a motion to close this meeting to the public.
I'll second.
Okay. This is Catherine Brown, as provided under Utah Code annotated 524-2051A. They'd already moved it. So then I think all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is that all we need to do, Jennifer?